Bikescapers. It's time for another late but just in time podcast about bikes, bike culture, and all things bike. People that ride, and the bikes they ride on, and the places they go, and the things they do. So this weekend, the reason we're late is because Bikescape went with the family, Theo and Lillian and wife and partner Karen. We all went down and met a bunch of friends over at way down the southern end of the city. I'll turn this music down just a little bit more. Yeah, and went down to Hunter's Point, where all the artists are these days. It used to be a Navy shipbuilding, a shipyard there, and it's been decommissioned for a few years, and now we have all sorts of wide open spaces for all sorts of experimental stuff. And the experiment this time was, it was kind of like taking the kids to the carnival. Family packed up the bikes, the trailer, and the alley cat, and we rode down Cesar Chavez, down to 3rd Street, down to Evans, and found ourselves out on a sunny day and on the Midway. Still kind of a demented Midway. It was a Midway. It was the County Unfair, it was called, and it was put on by Cycleside, Heavy Pedal Cycleside, and the people that make the giant life-size Mousetrap game. So, like, if you've ever played Mousetrap when you were a little kid, if you remember it, dig that memory up and imagine it life-size, actually bigger than life. So, the music in the background, her name is Esmeralda Strange, and she was the part of the entertainment that day. And I'm going to fade her out. Go to esmeraldastrange.com, and you can download that song and a few others. And here she is talking to me about what it's all about down there at the County Unfair.
Hi.
Hi.
Who are you?
My name's Esmeralda Strange.
Uh-huh. And what's going on here? What's this contraption?
This is the life-size mouse trap. It's a giant kinetic sculpture based on the board game of the same name. It's very Rube Goldberg-esque. Actually, this guy over here built it, Mark Perez.
Oh, yeah, Mark.
Mark, it took him 8 years to build. And basically, it's
eight years
built by hand. We have a 30-foot crane right there that was all built by hand. And if you ever played the board game, you get a general idea. There's the bathtub, the diver guy, the ball lifter, the crazy stairs. And it's a kinetic sculpture that basically there's a chain reaction, which in the end drops a 2,000-pound safe from the crane and crushes something.
In theory, that's what happens.
Yes, and I'm the one-woman band. I play accordion and drums and sing all at the same time, and I provide music for our show. There's a show involved.
Is it Creative Commons? Can we use some of it? I got some of it recorded before.
Oh, sure, yeah, that's fine. And also, well, this is the Mousetrap happens, but this is a very special event because this is called the County Unfair, and there's pedal-powered rides provided by Heavy Pedal Cycleside. There's the 18-foot, two-carriage pedal-powered Ferris wheel, and then back in the field, there's the Cyclofuge, which is a swing ride similar to the swing rides at amusement parks, but it's pedal-powered also.
Yeah, I almost lost a kid on there just now.
And then there's the Dizzy Toy over there, which is kind of a centrifugal spinning ride. And there's also a lot of carnival games. There's a kissing booth, Roll in the Hay with the Farmer's Daughter.
I missed that.
Well, you should go check it out.
After my kids.
Where are your kids anyway?
Do
you
know
where your children are?
I think I left them out on the street somewhere.
Yeah. So they got
that idea from NASA, right? That's like the astronaut thing.
Pretty much, yeah. A guy named Paul the Plumber built that with Cycleside. He's part of Cycleside. And we actually have the... Cycleside actually has the world's only touring pedal-powered midway. We also have a pedal-powered carousel. And Cycleside is toured nationally.
Oh, yeah. Did you make it to... You went to Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
I saw pictures from Brooklyn.
Yep, yeah. Brooklyn and all over the place. So, and the Mousetrap actually just won the Board 2 grant election. So we're going to Burning Man.
Oh, cool.
So that's exciting. And is that your kid?
Yeah, that's Lillian. She's having a good time today.
Hi, Lillian.
She only almost died once.
Oh. She's kind of little to ride those rides.
Yeah, I know. All right, well, thanks.
Sure, no problem.
Yeah, I know. I'm an irresponsible parent, but they had a good time, and they did make it all right. had a couple scary moments, but you know, it wouldn't be Cycleside without a few scary moments. Anyway, Esmeralda basically lays it out there. There were a bunch of like carnival games. Here's one. I got all these clips, and I'm sorry if some of them are the bad sound quality, but it was noisy that day, and I really do need to get a new microphone, and I promise one of these days I will do it. So there was this log thing here.
The name of the game is Saw the Log. You saw through the log and beat 2 minutes, and you get to keep the log, the whole log.
All right.
It's all yours, but you have to keep the log.
How much do you pay?
This is a free event.
Okay. It's charity, in fact. It's a charitable thing.
This one's for free. Who's first?
Yeah, okay. So then there was the bicycle, the stationary bike. You'd pedal it and it had a little piece of leather on the wheel on the back that would spank you every time it went around. And some people really liked that.
Harder.
That's the sound
what
of
you're
the
hearing
leather
now is the
butt.
Sound of pure ecstasy.
Harder.
This is the aversion therapy bike.
We're sick.
Yeah, Theo is describing it. You pedal it, and it spanks you. And this guy has got serious endurance issue here. We got 3 cameras, 2 videos, and a podcast.
Mommy! 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 No! I didn't do it! With Tommy! I didn't do it!
Alright, it's a G-rated podcast, so we'll cut that out. That was my son in there. You'll hear him during the day, during this show. He had a great time that day, even though he almost went flying out of a merry-go-round. But so, from the people from Cycleside, Heavy Pedal Cycleside ran all these interesting rides that were all pedal-powered. Jericho, I understand, is one of the founders, if not the founder. I'm not sure of all the intricacies of all that, but he's one of the main designers of all these bizarre contraptions. So we'll say hi to Jericho here.
My name is Jericho Reese, and I work at Heavy Pedal Cycleside Bike Rodeo. And we build ultra bikes, tall bikes, long bikes, choppers, you name it, and pedal-powered rides. And we do a parody of a rodeo, but with bikes, and not horses, whatever. And we have tall bike jousting, ramps of fire, and bikes that go into space.
Into space. Outer space. Like Sputnik.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, so then the MP3 got cut off there, and he went to go deal with the riot he was tending to, and then he came back.
Anyways, I say we build pedal-powered rides, and we go into junkyards and find, like, rotors from cars and other things where we can scrap, and we put together these pedal-powered rides that are human-powered, and this thing that we're looking at now is a two-person pedal-powered Ferris wheel that brings you up to about 17 feet above ground, and it's like the swing that you always fantasize when you're a kid that you can go over the bar. So you get to go over the bar.
Oh, yeah. So are they both powering it? If one of them stopped, they would still go around, though, right?
It'd still go around.
They have to be equal weight.
Somebody has to do with weight and friction. And they have to be within 20 pounds. Yeah.
Cool.
All right, you buckle up. You ready to go?
Yeah.
You ready to pedal?
All right.
All right, pedal like there's no tomorrow.
Hey, there's a free wheel on this thing.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was too much fun. It was basically a Ferris wheel, a pedal-powered Ferris wheel. And then there was this other ride I never got a chance to ride. I don't know why, I just didn't do it. But it was this big boom-like thing with a seat on each end. And it reminded me, I keep mentioning NASA, but it was like one of those centrifuges that you see the astronauts with their eyes bulging out as their face skin gets pulled back by the centrifugal force. And there was this guy, what's his name? Paul the Plumber, who built this thing.
This one here is a boom. It's a pedal-powered centrifuge. Would you mind telling my thousands of listeners what this thing is called?
Thousands of listeners, really? Yeah. This is called a Dizzy Toy.
Oh, okay. It's kind of, did you get the idea from NASA?
No. I had an idea from a truck. Hi, Carla.
This beer, $3, it's almost gone. I almost drank half of it. It's like, I'm gonna be broke by the time I leave here. Cycle size, and I get all my money.
Such a ripoff. All these bears are such a ripoff.
I know. What did Johnny Rotten say? Ever feel like you've been cheated?
Get a rat, get a gummy rat, get an apple, get a gummy worm, get a Verona, get a gummy nose. Stop right up, we're getting the fun back in fundraising. It's only slightly toxic.
Where are the rotating knives? See, it looks pretty benign, but it's but once you're on it, it's pretty nuts.
It really works.
Do you feel like you're going into an alpha state at this moment? Is your thinking becoming more creative?
See how fast you can make it go.
It induces an alpha state. Creates creativity among users.
Yeah, it puts the blood right in your brain.
Yeah.
You get it right. If you get the apple, you get like diarrhea. If you get it right.
All right, so there's bicycle content on the show today.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Just watching people getting off that thing. And speaking of blood to the brain, poor Theo got a little sick on the merry-go-round.
Yeah, you had to sit on the lap, not on the seat. It's kind
Aaron,
of like
my wife.
We almost lost a kid
legs.
Here.
Slid under, yeah. So they really should have the third.
Well, you're probably not supposed to have a kid.
Probably not supposed to have that.
If this were Disneyland, there'd be a little line, and you have to like reach the top of the line.
What? You're feeling a little sick?
Here, sit down right here, Theo.
Oh, well, let's or
just
walk
sit down.
Around.
No, sit down. I'll sit with you. How would you describe how you feel right now, Theo? Tell our radio audience.
That I'm too hot.
It's hot.
Poor Theo. Yeah, he wasn't feeling too good. But he bounced back pretty quickly, and he got back on. He had a pretty good time that day, and they had both kids who were talking about it all night as they went to sleep. It was just like a magical day in the magical, unmagical kingdom of the County Unfair.
Okay, so I'm still not, haven't quite got a total description of this thing.
So the wheel is attached to four spokes, and the spokes have these seats, but the seats are held on by straps. Two straps, so that the faster they go, the seats can swing outward.
It doesn't look like much when you're standing here, but when you're sitting on it, it's going damn fast.
Yeah, you're going kind of horizontal there. And it's very refreshing.
And there's something about the guys that are pedaling it that they want to go really fast because they want to show off how strong and great pedalers they are.
So the faster you pedal, I mean, if you're all in sync, the easier it is, too.
I don't know why it was so hard for us to describe this thing. It was basically just a merry-go-round with four people pedaling in the inner circle, and then a big ring around the top with chairs hanging around, you know, off of leather straps, and they would swing around kind of like a whirlwind. Oh, I gotta play this clip of Carla. Some of you in San Francisco, everybody knows Carla, so she's got a TV show. I gave her a chance to plug it.
Oh, what are you doing, Carla? What are you making all this videotape of for?
Well, you see, I've got this great, great show. It's called Bicycles East Coast, West Coast Bike Stuff. And I'm videoing for
it. And it's on TV every Saturday, right?
Every other Saturday, first and third, Channel 29. All right.
Okay, she's got a speech.
Yeah, that's Carla, the one and only inimitable Carla Laser with her show Bicycles East Coast and West Coast. On the cable access, channel 29. And then, let's see, we got to finally see the Mousetrap in action. I went over and sat on the hill. There's like a little hill, and there's an audience. We're all sitting there watching. I sat down next to Theo, and he explained the game of Mousetrap to me, because, you know, I'm 47 years old, and I can't remember that stuff, but It's just it's his life still, so he was totally identifying with this whole mousetrap thingy. Anyway, here's Theo and me sitting on the hill watching the mousetrap dropping the ball.
Looks like they're getting ready, huh?
Oh yeah, let's go check this out. I gotta get Theo to do the play-by-play. These guys are cranking up a big safe up to the top of a crane while this woman is singing the song you hear. She's playing drums with her feet and an accordion. I don't know what's in the box. What does the box do in the game?
It just gets trapped.
Yeah. So, how does mousetrap work, Theo? Just for people listening to us on the podcast, right? I see.
And get back to cheese wheel faster than the whole game.
So you play it on a board, right?
Yeah.
And on the board you have all these little plastic pieces that make a mousetrap, right? A really complicated mousetrap.
Yeah.
Kind of like Rube Goldberg. You ever heard of Rube Goldberg? Uh-huh. He invented really complicated machines. And this is kind of like that. What happens when do you roll the ball down in a game of mousetrap?
Whenever a mouse gets to the cheese wheel, and whenever the mouse gets to the cheese wheel,
that's when they roll the ball and it goes down.
Yeah.
Does the whole Rube Goldberg thing. Okay.
And you have to watch out, because somewhere in the game, there's a sign that says go back to start, and some say, and there's just one really dangerous sign on it.
Which
it says,
what?
Go to the cheese wheel.
Okay, here we go. There goes the ball. Down.
It goes back and forth.
Back and forth. It's falling down. We can't quite see it from here.
It goes back and forth.
Yes, it's doing it. It's working really well. Oh, of course my phone is ringing right now.
In the real game.
There it goes. It's going down. It's a bowling ball. We're not answering this phone call. Okay, the ball has reached the bottom of the waterfall. Oh, it's getting carried up and into the... Check it out, Theo.
I think that's the wrong ball. It might get stuck over here.
He's going down the track. No, it's working. It's going down. Oh! It knocks another ball out. The ball's going down into the bathtub. It rolls down the bathtub.
Oh, we forgot to hook that one.
We forgot a ball.
Look out. Hang on. Go slow with that. Go slow. Want to start it over again? All right, we'll start it over again.
Oh, we're going to start it all over.
That was just a mistake there.
Yeah, it was just a mistake. Well, you know, these things happen. If you've ever played Mousetrap, you know it almost never really works perfectly. So I think 2 hours later, again, they tried it again, and I don't know if it worked or not. I never checked into it. But anyway, that was our trip to the county unfair. It was a lovely day ahead by all. Got a little sunburn. Everybody smelled of sunscreen afterwards, sunscreen and beer, and... we had to stay a little sober. We had kids, but we had a really nice ride back into the wind coming back. We had dinner over at my friend Joe's house and came home. And now I would like to play something totally extraordinary. Coconut doing his cumbia version of Tour de France. He likes to do cumbia, merengue, and of course cha-cha versions of Kraftwerk songs. So that's like right up my alley. So now in the news, what's happening in the news in San Francisco and New York And if you have news happening in your town, I have to keep telling you, send it in. Send me an audio file or just send me an email and I'll read it. I want to know what's going on around the country. I want to know who's listening, too. So if you're in, you know, Podunk, Iowa, give me a call. Let me know you're listening. And if you're not, start listening. Let's see. The black and white ball happened here in San Francisco recently, last weekend. And it's this big fundraiser for... turn the music down a bit. It's a big fundraiser for the symphony, and it's a wonderful thing. People who like that kind of stuff really, you know, make a big deal out of it. You know, all the Macy's ads for a month are all pushing black and white clothing and everything. So what happens usually is my friend Keith Sagers, he drives a pedicab up and down the Embarcadero here in San Francisco, and he wrote a letter to Gail Moore over there at the Black and White Ball. And he said, hi, our pedicab operators are looking forward to serving your patrons at this year's ball. Please refer a contact person to let us know who to ask for on Saturday evening. Looking forward to another successful ball. So I guess he does this every year. And unfortunately, Gail Moore had to write back and say, thank you for your interest in the Black and White Ball. However, we have an automotive presenting sponsor, and their vehicles are the only mode of transportation allowed at the ball, and we will not be able to grant any access to pedicabs. So, you know, as my friend Skibu says, you know, it's a city where 70% of the residents are consider themselves to be environmentalists, but we're still pretty backwards. What else is happening in San Francisco? You remember a couple weeks ago during Bike to Work Day, the podcast, I did had a little talk with Chris Carlson about the new bike lanes on Market Street. We both had our problems with them. So I guess the SFBC is also having a little trouble with it, and they're trying to figure out what to do. They've got a thing in the biker bulletin that just arrived tonight in my email. It says, the new Market Street bike lanes are great, idiosyncratic, and very San Franciscan. Let's keep them growing. But we know you've noticed, we've all noticed, the parking standing violations piling up. Express delivery trucks, tour buses, even police cars are violating bike lane space and making the lanes dangerous and useless. DPT Parking Control can help, that's the Department of Parking and Traffic, can help, but we can nag the police, especially about getting around the non-emergency calls out of the bike lane, but it's looking like some direct action is in order. So when the Bike Coalition starts asking for direct action, you know it's getting bad. AMBL, which stands for Active Market Bike Lane Enforcement, is recruiting concerned citizens to join the campaign to educate bike lane violators. Contact Andy Thornley at 415-431-BIKE, extension 307, or you can write to Andy at sfbike.org, and it says, we'll start cracking the whip on these knuckleheads, in a respectful and polite manner, of course. So, getting out on the streets, doing the re-education thing. Yeah, something has to be done. I think the Market Street bike lanes are nice, but they are pretty useless if there's cars parked in them. And the bike lanes are so wide that when a car or a bus or something parks there, they actually can fit in the bike lane. Normal-sized bike lanes, they're half into the traffic lane, and it's possible to pass. The other cars have to stop, but the bicyclists have a little bit of room. Now the bicyclists have to make a lane change. Doesn't bother me too much, but if we're going to have bike lanes, you might as well do it right. And there are other alternatives. Maybe no lanes at all would be a good thing. Maybe naked. Maybe just take all the stripes off of Market Street and just let everybody be responsible for sharing the road. Or, you know, maybe get cars off of Market Street. That's another alternative. Or perhaps, as Chris was just mentioning 2 weeks ago, take some space away from there's some super wide sidewalks there, and just take some space away from those sidewalks and put a little dedicated bike lane there where there are no cars separated by a median. Lots of different ideas, and it's always, Market Street is always a street in progress. It's been changing and being rebuilt and over the millennia. What else is happening? Market Street, State Park. The things are coming to a head over at the Golden Gate Park. You know, they're building this ugly, terrible garage that's going to be attracting all this traffic. We've been fighting it for years, and we lost that fight. But the fight is still on. One thing that we lost, that we won when Proposition J won a few years ago to mandate this parking garage for the museums in Golden Gate Park, was that it promised a pedestrian oasis in the music concourse, and that's not happening. So after many months of planning and talking, the concourse authority is about to settle this whole circulation plan for the concourse area. They're going to determine how many buses and pedestrians and bicycles can move through the concourse. And, you know, the SFBC and myself, too, we're all concerned that the preferred option of the staff there is one which discourages but doesn't really physically bar motorists from driving through from the Richmond to the Sunset or vice versa. So everybody's kind of leery of the solution because, you know, the Bike Coalition and all these other advocacy groups like Senior Action Network and Walk San Francisco, and they've all been trying to stop traffic from coming through the concourse to fulfill this provision of Proposition J that says it should be a pedestrian oasis. So that's happening. I guess there's a lot of stuff happening. Let's see, Tuesday, June 14th at 4:30 p.m. in City Hall, room 408. You can come out to the meeting of the concourse authority, and there's public comment allowed, so... You know, it doesn't hurt. Go ahead and give it a try. At least if you show up a crowd, it might help. You know, the Bike Coalition is a powerful group, and we can call out the troops. So let's do it. Okay, moving right along. This is a long podcast. In other news, in New York, let's see. Today's the 13th. Ladies' Bicycle Repair Night. That's already passed. Prospect Park, they have their usual once a month traffic calming ride at 6:15 p.m. Meet at the Grand Army Plaza entrance. That's on the 17th. That's going to be happening in New York. What else we got? Off-road ride on the Old Croton Aqueduct. I have no idea what the Old Croton Aqueduct is like, but it's kind of hard to imagine off-road riding in New York, but I guess they've got it. 9 a.m. Meet at West 242nd Street and Broadway. Way up there. Last stop on the IRT number 1 next to Van Cortlandt Park. So I guess there's some off-road riding in New York. That's great. There's a bike repair workshop, 6 p.m. 49 East Houston on the 21st. That's at 49 East Houston between Mott and Mulberry. Did I mention the date of that off-road ride is on the 19th? Movie night. They don't say what the movie is, so I'm not going to tell. That's on the 23rd, though, at 8 p.m. at 49 East Houston. Missing Links Across the Hudson ride. 9 a.m. Meet at the Sphere in Battery Park. The Riverside ride. Oh, and also there's a Riverside ride at 10 p.m. at Columbus Circle on the 25th. How about this Autobahn music here? Yeah, I hope Senor Coconut doesn't mind me playing his music on this show. I'm not paying the royalties, so go out and buy some Senor Coconut music, okay? Critical Mass, Manhattan, 7 p.m. on the 24th, Union Square North. That's about it for New York. Oh, how can I say that's it for New York? They've got a major thing going on there. Let's see if I can scroll down. I hope you don't mind all these clickings. They are going to be having... What happened to it? Just bear with me. Well, they're having the International Bike Messenger competition. And what are the dates? What's going on? Cycle Messenger World Championships on the 30th. The main race will be in Jersey City, New Jersey. That'll be on the 30th. Check out their website and look at the show notes at bikescape.blogspot.com. We will have, it might be a day or so, but I will definitely put a link up to that. We've got some time. The 30th is still some time away. I'll be going down to L.A. in a week, so we'll be checking out the Bike Summer in L.A. That's going to be happening. That's actually Bike Summer is in progress, so If you're anywhere near LA, go to the bikesummer.org website. Check out the calendar. If you're down in Santa Barbara, I know we got at least one listener down there in Santa Barbara. Check it out. Go on down and check it out. And that's it for another Bikescape. A long one this week. So everybody, take the lane and enjoy the weather. Get out there and ride. And I'll talk to you in a week or so.
Be far, far, far of the Autobahn.